Do you know someone in your life, or are you a person who just seems to have boundless energy? I call this like lit up. They're always like lit up with energy. Well, today we're going to talk about how you could become one of those people with a few little tricks. Hey, Clutterbugs, welcome back to the Clutterbug podcast. One of the comments that I get the most, well, I get a lot of comments, but one of the ones I get the most is, how do you have so much energy, Cass? Why do you always feel so and act so excited about life? Funny. Well, disclaimer, I do have ADHD, so I have a lot of hyperactivity. I'm just generally a really hyper person to begin with. But there are also things that I do when I get low to bring myself back up, because that is the thing about me. I am a roller coaster of emotions. So while to you, I may seem like happy and energized all the time, I also get really drained a lot. And I'm like a bed rat that just wants to lay in bed and not come out and put the covers over my head. And I feel like 1,000 pounds of weight are laying on me and I can't do anything at all. And I feel this way very often, just as much as I feel like whoop-a-doo-doo. But here's the thing, the whoop-de-doo can be started again really quickly. So I can get back to a state of very high energy really quickly because I found these little tips and tricks to make it happen. So we're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about 5 things that you can do to feel lit up, to feel excited. Yeah, I think that's what it really comes down to, is excitement. And not everyone is an excitable person. I think about my husband. He is very much like, you know, when someone dies and they're hooked up to a heart monitor and it's just beep, you know, that's him on a every day. He's never like woo, but he's also never low. He's just constantly in a state of just even keel, which is amazing because, for a lot of reasons, it's amazing because he doesn't ever really get bummed and he doesn't ever get really like any horrible emotions. But sometimes I look at him and think, bro, would it kill you to for a little woo? For a little da-da-da-da, a little pep in your step, a little lit-upness. And so energy levels are just, I think, I truly feel this way, are just part of people's personalities. Some people are crazy pants, other people are even keel, but everybody needs a little crazy pants every now and then, because that energy, that excitement is actually motivation. That's what motivation truly is. It's excitement. You're motivated to do something, like true motivation, not the I'm forcing myself to do the thing I don't want to do. The I can't wait to do this thing. I'm like, you can't keep me from this cool thing I'm going to do. That type of motivation is excitement. So how can we create excitement in your life so that you feel that way about things, so that you want to do things, so that you feel like bursts and I can't keep you from vacuuming. You're so excited to vacuum. That's probably a stretch. Nobody actually wants to vacuum, but hopefully you understand where I'm coming from. So there are 5 things that I do to fake that lit up excited feeling when I'm just not feeling it. And I hope that it's going to work for you. And the first thing that we can do is move our body, but not just move our body, like move our body in a way that we would move our body if we were honestly ridiculously excited. And this is awkward. It is truly awkward. And what I mean by this is to literally like make the motions. Woo! You will notice if you watch any of my videos that I do something all the time. I high five myself. And I have done this for years. And what I love is that Mel Robbins actually, I think she has a book, but she constantly talks about like she high fives herself in the mirror. every morning, and that action gets her excited, gets her pumped for the day. And as soon as I heard her say this in a podcast, I was like, yes, Mel Robbins. Because when I high five myself like a weirdo, I guess it's just clapping, but it's like a high clap up top. Give it to me up top, Cass. High five up top. I feel pumped. I mean, just doing this now, I feel like excited and energized. It really is. When we make the motions with our body, we confuse our brain into thinking we're feeling that way, which is why people say they put on music and they start dancing and they start like, woo! Or a lot of people say, like, do jumping jacks. If you are a fan of Tony Robbins, which I think he is so motivating. He talks about like the Superman pose or the powerful stance, like literally purposely manipulating your body into being in a pose of power, makes you feel powerful and confident. But for me, it's like excited makes me feel excited. So jumping up and down, I always bounce on my toes. If I'm working with clients and they're low energy and we're about to start decluttering, I instantly make them jump up and down and I make them woo with their hands. And they don't want to, and they're very reluctant. But what I've learned in, after doing this for decades is I'm not going to get the same results if they're not excited about decluttering. If they are reluctant, if they are feeling low energy, if they aren't motivated, we're not going to have an amazing, incredible, productive day decluttering. It's going to be a trudge. But if I can get them to spend literally 30 seconds or 60 seconds getting them pumped and energized with their body, they're going to immediately, we're going to have a better day. They're going to be excited. They are going to be happier and be more willing to do the hard stuff. So give this a try. High five yourself, friends. Seriously, right now, over your head, do it. Do it. Where are you? I don't, if you're driving, let go for a second. No, maybe not. Maybe don't do that. But you know what I mean? High five yourself. Yes, I'm awesome. Or bounce up and down. You can even bounce on your toes. You can bounce in your chair. Ooh, I'm so excited. You don't have to actually be excited. We're not actually excited. We're faking it here, friends. But you're going to see your brain doesn't know that. Your brain is stupid. If you do the actions with your body, you will feel more energized and more motivated. So that is trick number one. Okay, we're moving on. I think this is why, like in schools growing up, you know how they used to, sorry, I'm getting distracted, but they used to make you cheer and like get excited. And people, if you ever go to any of these workshops or anything, they're like, pump your fist in the air and scream, I can't hear you. Or I go to a lot of women's retreats and they'll play music and get us up and get us dancing and stuff. This is why, because science shows that it works, but also it's just proven to work. Okay, I digress. We're moving on to the next thing, which is this is number two, things you can do to feel lit up and excited. It's visualize. Visualization is so freaking powerful. And basically, what this is just like imagination station in your brain, imagining whatever it is that you want to get motivated about, imagining it done. Like imagining something cool. So before I start an organizing project or a decluttering project, anything, a decorating project, I always really visualize what it's going to look like when it's all done. And I visualize like myself being so happy and proud. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to look so good. This is going to be here and this is going to be here. And I'm like visualizing. I also visualize other things in my life that I want to be successful at. I visualize having a New York Times bestselling book, even though I haven't written it. I remember when I was doing the show Hot Mess House, I used to practice my Emmy acceptance speech in the shower every day. We were not nominated for an Emmy. I don't even think we were eligible to be nominated for an Emmy, but I was visualizing it and I was so excited. Visualizing, like really allowing yourself to daydream and to think big and to imagine what the end results are going to be of your life, you can't help but feel really excited. So that's number two. Go to imagination station in your brain. Visualize something super great. Okay, let's move on to number three. Number three is something you hear about all the time, but you hear about it all the time because it absolutely 100% without a doubt works. And that is speaking excitement. And basically, what this is positive affirmations. So, actually saying out loud, I am so excited for this. I can't wait to get this done. I can't wait to get started. I can't wait to see how this turns out. I can't wait to have a clean house. I can't wait to declutter my entire closet and be able to like see all my clothes and have them color coordinated. I can't wait to park my car in the garage. I am going to have such an organized house and it is going to be amazing. Amazing. I can't wait to put on my apron and clean. I'm going to listen to a podcast and it's going to be so fun. You do not have to believe this crap, okay? You just have to say it out loud. And that's really the secret, is saying it out loud and repeating these things out loud. Some people call them mantras. Some people call them positive affirmations. It doesn't matter what you say, call it at the end of the day. Just like doing the motions with your body to trick your brain into thinking you're excited, saying these things out loud legit tricks your brain. Legit does. Our brains are apparently very, very stupid. Oh, maybe not stupid. They're gullible. Our brains are gullible. We can trick them into believing anything, apparently. So they're like babies. They don't know any better. So why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we do these things to feel like revved up about our life? Don't you want that? Don't you want to feel pumped? Don't you want true electric energy? You're excited for your day and for your life and to get things done. You don't have to be like that all the time, but bring it when you need it because it is powerful. And so, even though it feels awkward and weird to do positive affirmations or to high five yourself or to be like doing physical motions all the time, so what? It's just you do it alone in your bathroom. Who cares? You can't embarrass yourself. That's ridiculous, right? You don't have to feel embarrassment. Do it when no one's looking, or do it when someone is, and don't care because you know what? You are gonna have incredible results, and that lame-o over there who's too embarrassed to high five themselves, they're gonna keep living their low energy, mediocre craptacularness. Not you, friend. You're having a lit up life. Okay, we're moving on to number four. Number four is cheating, but that's okay. Because again, our brain is very gullible. We borrow it from someone else. And this, I want you to think of cults. Maybe cults is the wrong, but let's just go with cults. Do you know when everyone in the cult is like in this big group and someone's excited? They're like, this is, we're all gonna drink the Kool-Aid and go live on a star or whatever. Everybody's like, woo for drinking Kool-Aid and living on a star. They can't help but be seriously excited because just being around an excited person, it gets on you and it's like contagious. But not in a way that it's taking from the person. Because when I'm super excited, I can spread my excitedness on everyone around me, and it doesn't make me less excited. It is this cool, shareable superpower where there's enough for everyone to go around, which is why in these group settings, maybe cult's a bad example, but anytime you go to these, like, networking events or a Tony Robbins seminar. Everyone in the audience, like you can feel the energy. It vibrates through everyone. It's just like, wow, you can feel the positivity, the lit upness. You can feel the motivation. You can feel the energy. And it gets in you, and then you feel that way too. You can't help it. How could you be around somebody who's like, today's the most amazing day? Aren't we lucky to be alive? Oh my gosh, we're gonna do the greatest things today. Just breathing air. The sun is shining. We are so lucky. You cannot be around a person like that and not feel happier. Maybe you can also feel annoyed and think they're ridiculous, but I promise you, you're going to feel it's going to leak on you. It's going to get on you. And the beautiful thing is, yes, it is definitely more contagious in person, but it's also contagious virtually. So watching people, whether it's a YouTube video or even an audiobook, a podcast, listening or watching someone who is genuinely excited about their life, who is genuinely energized and motivated and lit up, you cannot help but borrow some and feel that way yourself, which is why I always turn to the Robins. I say this all the time, but Mel Robbins, Tony Robbins, those two are my go-tos because they're nuts, all right? They have so much energy. They just wake up with like a zest. I think Tony Robbins has like a freezing cold shower at 5 a.m. every morning. No, thanks. You do you, dude. But how about you do that work and get fired up, and then I'll just borrow your fire and I'll sleep in and have a hot shower. And we'll get to the same place because I'm borrowing yours. You know what I'm saying? That's literally how it works. It is literally how it works. So we are gonna do the wow motion. We're going to do the visualization and imagining the end and getting excited about how cool we are and how amazeballs we're going to be tomorrow because of all the stuff we're doing today. And also, we're going to say the positive affirmations. We're going to chant stuff and say, we are amazing and this is amazing and I actually enjoy this out loud. And we're going to borrow it from other people. You can borrow it from me. I get real excited about decluttering. I actually just posted a video on YouTube decluttering my whole house in 45 minutes. I was so excited during that entire process. I was like on cloud nine, energized, lit up about throwing things in the garbage. If you want to borrow some of that because you don't want to declutter, I promise you can watch that video and not help, but be excited to throw things in the garbage because that crap's contagious. For reals. Okay, before we get to the final thing that you can do to have a lit up life, I have to thank today's podcast sponsor, Cozy Earth. Talk about being excited. I get excited every day when I climb into my bed, mostly because I just love being in my bed, but also because I treated myself to luxury bedding. Like it's soft and it's cool and it feels like hotel sheets. And that's the beautiful thing about Cozy Earth bamboo sheets. They are temperature regulating, so they always feel nice and cool, or they're nice and warm when you need to warm up. And they also have waffle blankets and loungewear, everything you need to just really feel cozy. I guess that's why they're called Cozy Earth. I just put that together. I digress. Right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 35% off. Yesterday was Mother's Day. I say treat yourself, friends. Go to cozyearth.com and use the coupon code CLUTTERBUG for up to 35% off site-wide. Again, cozyearth.com. Use that code CLUTTERBUG. The final thing that you can do to feel lit up, to have this like lit up energy life is act like it. It's basically fake it till you make it. But honestly, ask yourself, how would an energized person act? How would they walk? How would they talk? How would they stand? What would they say? And can you pretend that you are in a movie and you have the role of super energized, lit up person? Excited, happy, lit up person. And can you pretend? Can you act like that person, like it's drama class, and your drama teacher's like, and action, and go and put yourself, immerse yourself in this and act like it. Say the things they would say, walk the way they would walk, a little, have a little pep in your step, be a little woo, you know? Again, our brains are gullible. And when we act like this, when we say these things, when we immerse ourselves and act like this different person, this energized person, we can't help but become that energized person. And I don't know if you're a fan of Jim Carrey, but I'm like, this is weird. I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I feel like I'm just going to say this. He did this movie. Oh my gosh. And I'm blanking on it because I have ADHD. But basically, I think I want to say Andy Warhol, but it wasn't Andy Warhol. I digress. He did a movie where he pretended to be a comic and he was like doing the biography of his life. And he stayed in character the entire time that he filmed. He was this person. And when that was done, he did multiple interviews. I think it kind of fractured his brain a bit. So maybe this is a bad example. But, anyways, he did multiple like interviews afterwards where he said he really had a hard time differentiating himself from that person. He found like his likes were that person's likes. And what did he even actually like? And his thoughts would be what that person would think. And who, I remember him saying, like, who even is Jim Carrey? Because he had seen the power of the transformational power of faking it till you make it. He faked himself into being another person. Now, I'm not suggesting you go so meta as he did, as be like this 24/7, but obviously this really works. There is power in here. We are the people that we are because we repeatedly act like the people we are. There is more, there is so much evidence to suggest that our childhood experiences and, all the things we've learned, that all has something to do with the people that we are today, but that we can actually become and change our habits, change our behaviors, change our thought processes more than all of what that just by repeatedly changing it. Like, seriously, we can become something else. Now, that seems cuckoo and weird, but I have seen this to some degree with myself because I was always a person who was chronically messy and disorganized. I hated cleaning. I thought if I cleaned, I'd be like my mother. I thought only A-type neurotic people clean their house, and I wanted nothing to do with it. I resisted it. And I remember very vividly, like, I read a bunch of books and this whole fake it till you make it crap. And I was like faking liking it. And then one day I just liked it. I don't know where it went from faking to actually enjoying it, but it happened. And not only just that, like I genuinely love and am passionate and excited about decluttering and organizing and getting my house put together. Like I faked it into real existence or real passion. And I think you can too. And I'm not saying that this is going to happen overnight, but it's powerful. And it definitely isn't something that we should just dismiss. So, whatever it is in your life, I mean, you're listening to the Clutterbug podcast. Maybe it's getting your house under control, but maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your relationships. Can you act like a person that has that together? Can you act like a person that has your finances together? Oh, you're refined. You would never waste money on frivolous things. You probably crook your finger when you drink your tea. You are fancy and bougie like that. I follow somebody on Instagram. Again, my brain is mush and I can't remember her name. But she used to be like, a little bit like me, crass. And she wanted to have an elegant life. And so she started legit. I kid you not, you guys. Faking like she was some aristocrat or whatever, wearing more neutral clothes. She slowed down the way she talked. She crossed her legs slowly. She faked being like an elegant person. What would an elegant person do? How would they do their hair? How would they do their makeup? How would an elegant, and she transformed her life. She is the most elegant person I've ever seen in my entire life. She's she was homeless too. She was a drug addict. She had like this crazy life. She faked her way to this posh, gorgeous princess lady. And that's her reality now. She really is like that. She's not faking it anymore. She talks elegantly. She acts elegant. She's just sophisticated.
I want a little of that, but I don't know if I have that much imagination. I don't know if I'm that good of an actress.
My point is, we can fake it for short bursts. We can act like it for tiny bits of time, like we're playing pretend, just to get the things done that we want to get done by feeling more energized, by feeling more excited. So, how would an excited, energized person feel? How would somebody act who was like really into decluttering their kitchen? You can pretend you're me while you declutter your kitchen. Give it a try. Honestly, please, please give this a try because you deserve an energized, lit up life. You deserve to be an energized, lit up person. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.